Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Grody time, and that means it's time for Mark Grody with Mully and Haw.
Bears.
On 670 The Score.
Welcome back. Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. You know what that music means. It means it is Grody time here on this Friday morning. And Mark Grody joins us on The Score Hotline, brought to you by Aturo, your hometown tire, aturo.com. Grody, how's it going?
I'm doing well, Haw. How are you, brother?
Doing great. Bears Jaguars on Sunday. What do you make of this whole week of preparation? Do you think the Bears have a built-in advantage because the Jaguars arrived sleepy-eyed and maybe jet-lagged in the middle of the night?
It seems like the Bears had the better plan. Just logically, I think you would think that a team who gets used to the time zone and the jet lag and all that comes with it, practicing there, of course, but who knows? Who knows if it, and you know, Jacksonville has been doing this for a while. They understand the rhythms. They've probably had their clocks beat up in the past. So yeah, I think it's logical to assume that the Bears have had an advantage with their prep, but I don't know that it necessarily will add up to anything on Sunday.
So you don't want to take anything for granted. You can't afford to do that if you're the Bears. You've got an opportunity to go into the bye week with a little momentum, a 3-game winning streak, and a 4-2 record. Mark, when you look at the left guard situation with Tevin Jenkins, iffy, limited at practice today, maybe playing, and obviously the defense without Jaquan Brisker, and now it looks like maybe Tyreek Stevenson with a calf injury, which do you think is a bigger concern, the secondary that's compromised or the offensive line?
Yeah, I mean, I think at this point, just because the Bears have not dealt with adversity necessarily in their sparkling secondary this year, that's sort of where I'm focused. I mean, definitely we're going to talk about the offensive line, and I will, but I'll start with the secondary and, you know, with Jaquan Brisker being out and, you know, Elijah Hicks has been around and he's fine, but he is a backup, and the backups in this league are prone to giving up big plays. So that's a concern. And as people have been hearing the news this morning, Tyreek Stevenson is doubtful. I mean, this just sort of popped up. He had the calf injury, which limited him in the practice yesterday. We just learned a short while ago that Stevenson is doubtful for the game. So that means that we're going to get a decent dose probably of Jalen Jones, maybe some Josh Blackwell. And, you know, I mean, full transparency, I've not had the advantage of seeing how the Bears are aligning on defense in practice and the glimpse that they give us because I'm not in London. But those are some of the guys to consider. And then what about depth as well? And is it possible that, you know, that sitting on the practice, I mean, so you gotta dip into the practice squad. I got my flip chart out here, Haw. And you know, you look at guys like, remember Reddy Steward from the preseason?
Oh,
he's kind of a preseason hero. Hard knock star. They have a guy on the roster who I really want to see because his name is Amir Speed. So he's there as well. But yeah, I mean, you're gonna consider Jalen. That's what they always say about Speed, that poor kid. He's a step slow. That's no way to go through life. Your name is Amir Speed, and you can't, you're running a 4.640. That's a problem. No, he's not running a 4.640. Let me be very clear. And then on the offensive line, yeah, I'm worried about Tevin Jenkins in this game. I mean, I imagine that they will give Tevin Jenkins, this is just my gut, again, and not there, so I'm not able to talk to anybody and look guys in the eyes and be able to really feel it out. But I would imagine that Tevin Jenkins, having made the trip, that he probably will, you know, I think he was limited, so that is an upgrade for him relative to the rest of this week. So the guess here is that he will start the game, but as we have seen with Tevin Jenkins in the past and even last week, I don't know that Tevin Jenkins will finish the game. And so, you know, be prepared for a potential, you know, Bill Murray spot once again. Matt Pryor will come into play in this game. And when in the heck is Doug Kramer actually going to get a chance to be put in as an offensive lineman on a consistent basis? No, I don't think they're going to go that route. I think they've made that pretty clear. But, yeah, there's all sorts of moving parts all of a sudden on offense and defense to be concerned with, guys.
This segment with Mark Grody is brought to you by Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS. Mark, I know you're good with Tevin Jenkins. I know you have a nice rapport with him. Do you worry that, you know, given his injury history, that these little kind of little injuries are adding up a little bit? Would that impact whether or not he does get that contract extension that was talked about?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I mean, it could affect it. And as a matter of fact, Molly, this was the Bears are on the bye after this game. That was the week that we learned as a collective media from Tevin Jenkins that he would be supposedly having conversations with Ryan Poles and whomever else would be part of those potential negotiations. Not that they were promising they would get something done, but there will be, at least according to Jenkins, that this is what he told us earlier this year, that this would be the week, the bye week, that they would go to the table and see what's there. You know, I feel like he may have dented his chances at a real long-term extension. You know, maybe they'd bring him back for a year. I know that they like him. I also know that, you know, Tevin Jenkins likes it in Chicago. Like, he seems to genuinely like being a Bear. He is, and there's no fuss over the position anymore. He is sort of left behind the idea that he could be a tackle in this league. So it's going to be interesting in the next week, and I guess out of the bye week, we'll get a chance to talk to Tevin about that, about the talks, if they still plan to have those talks. But yeah, Molly, I do think that this has been the story of Tevin Jenkins from day one. Mm-hmm. He arrived with a back injury, you know, so this is the story. And I guess they have to, you know, I think what the Bears staff is going to have to do is just look at injury history on players. Is it worth it? What's the opportunity cost? You know, you have to account for injuries with lots of offensive linemen. So is it worth bringing him back for big bucks with a guy that, you know, he's injury prone. He just is. So it's as much as I would personally like Tevin Jenkins to be back. I mean, this is a business decision, and I do understand the Bears side would be to look at the full body, pardon the pun, of injuries that Tevin Jenkins has had and is having right now.
Mark, how big of a game is this for the Bears?
It's huge. I mean, like if the Bears go to 4-2 and they're feeling that after, you know, with the bye week, like it could send them in the exact direction that we're all hoping that the Bears go. And then on the converse, if they lose the game, they're back to 500. So this is a game where you could start to think about those division games later on in the season. And I will say this too, David, as I've been saying with all of these Bears games, it matters how they win. And I know that, like, coaches are going to tell you, and I'm sure a lot of people in the media would agree too, a win is a win. Wins are wins. Not really. Not around here, because we've seen the Bears rack up nice seasons and then only to have it blown up because they didn't win the right way. I mean, 2018 is a great example. Elite defense, mediocre offense, and one and done in the playoffs. And I know there's a Cody Parkey problem. You could bring all that up, but ultimately it was because of the offense in 2018 that the Bears did not advance past the first round of the playoffs. So I think that even, you know, a win is going to feel really good, but I am paying more attention now than ever as to how the Bears win these games, because we know that if they don't win them the right way, they're not going to win in the postseason if they get there.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it, and we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm curious, Mark, are you expecting big things from Mercedes Lewis, who, of course, is playing his first game against his former team, a former 28th overall pick in the 2006 draft by the Jaguars? He played 12 seasons there before going to Green Bay and has yet to play against them. So there's a lot of bad blood. He's the only guy left from that 2006 draft in the entire league.
A lot of bad blood. Well, he won. Is everybody alive from
is
that?
The big dog? Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
Have they aged out?
I read somewhere that the Jags also drafted Jones-Drew that year.
Oh, Maurice.
Jones-Drew in the same draft.
MJD.
Because the two of them had played together in college. Is that not hilarious? Oh, it seems like Maurice Jones-Drew retired 15 years ago.
Yeah, and, it does.
And you got Mercedes Lewis now in his 19th year.
It's like he's like 100 years old and all his friends have died. You know what I mean? It's like, what's going on here? I'm just being real. Don't wow me. I mean,
wow.
Yeah, I keep it 100 all the time.
You keep it 100.
I mean, Mercedes Lewis, I don't know if he's – I'm sure he will feel some of that. And it should be mentioned on the broadcast. It deserves to be. Every game this man plays at this point.
Hey, Mark,
he
played 5 games in London during his 12 years with the Jags. How awesome is that?
That is pretty awesome. Yeah, he should be the most comfortable man there. He's around 2 familiar uniform sets. He probably didn't even need to go with the team on Monday. I mean, give this man, like, he pops up on the injury report more than anybody with Veterans Day off. They should have just given him his own ride on Friday. Let's just helicopter him in, drop him down on the field. Nice story. Come on in for, you know, extra man on the offensive line. Maybe catch a pass. Maybe drop a pass. But the whole Mercedes Lewis thing has been great. He has been, it's almost like he's kind of been given a pass, because while he's valuable to this team, he's not that valuable as a player, but he is maybe invaluable in the locker room. The team likes him. I know it sounds cliche, but he does come across as an extra coach. He's the one that opened up all the transparency when it was going down between, you know, Caleb and DJ and Shane Waldron, Coach Harder. So it'll be a fun story, and it's cool to talk about, but I don't know exactly how effective Mercedes Lewis is at this point on the field.
Maurice Jones-Drew retired a decade ago, 2014, yeah. By
oh
the way.
God.
All right, Mark,
oh
30 seconds. What's your prediction?
I am going to go – and remember – I am 5-0. I like to brag. I do. The Bears will win 30-27, and it was 30-24. I'm going 30-27 now with this stuff going on in the secondary. Bears will win.
All right.
Yeah,
that's good stuff. That is really good stuff. Yeah. How about this for a statistic? Just for
give me a statistic.
Snorts and giggles. The Bears in season games in London, they're 1-1. You'll remember that they beat the Bucs in Wembley in 2011, and of course they lost to the Raiders at this same stadium in 2019. Ugh. Not a single player on the Bears roster was with them in 2019. That's not that long ago.
You mean relative to now?
No current Bear was on that 2019 Bears team that lost to the Las Vegas Raiders.
Yeah, that was a
not
nightmare.
One.
That's pretty amazing. It's the NFL, I guess.
The NFL.
Or is it the Bears?
Not for long.
Yeah, that's right.
Grody, great stuff.
Thanks, buddy.
All right, see you guys.
That is the great Mark Grody. Always fun to talk to Mark.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.